What's missing from this place? What ghosts of buildings can we discover? But about 100 Shakers and children lived here. This place was crowded with more than 3 times the number of buildings we see now. There were at least 50. The 18 that are still here have been repaired and changed many times. For example, look carefully at the ground toward the laundry and machine shop. Can you make out the straight lines of foundation just under the grass? A few foundation stones are still visible there. Old photographs and remembrances and writings by Shakers and visitors tell us about what was here. Imagine a large woodshed near the machine shop, a sister's workshop, standing next to the brick dwelling. Look toward the trustee's office. Shops for broom making and tinsmithing were near the dairy, tannery, and ice house. Over time, there were fires, or the community took the buildings down when they were no longer needed. But you and I can still imagine the Shakers working and living in the ghosts of buildings past.
Now, that building you said was finally taken down,
yes.
Probably to say it wasn't used much anymore.
Well, the roof was beginning to sag, and they thought, well, that it really looked dangerous. But you would be surprised the length of that woodhouse up there. You can't imagine how long it was.
I know, it's hard.
And we used to get up there and race, rain days, race through that, the upper floor of that woodhouse.
I made a good playground.
That was Olive Austin Hayden recalling her childhood days at Hancock to her friend Jackie Watson in 1985.
Join me for more about building to last by pressing the yellow button. Hear about Hancock builders by pressing the green button.